Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to In the Spotlight. I am your host, Tamika Patrice Kane. And three times a month, we bring you the authors with the most flaming pens in the literary arena, the publishers dedicated to producing the hottest books, and industry professionals who are sure to take your books to the next level. Today's featured guest is author LaDonna Marie. LaDonna, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tamika. Thank you so much.
Yes. It's my pleasure. So why don't you tell us, have you always been a writer, or did your journey to writing start as a result of a specific event or circumstance?
Well, you know what? Yes, I've always been a writer. I started writing when I was 12 years old, journaling, you know, in my journal, sitting in my room. I have a poem called, you know, Sitting in My Room, A Gift is Born. Because, you know, mm-hmm. I just started to write out all of the things that I had going on in my life or things that I had questions about. I was a very inquisitive child, you know, as we all are. We have questions and we want to know about certain things. And so I just started to write. And, you know, well, God spoke mm-hmm. to me and he said, you know, as I help you to heal and go through things that you're going through and learn and teach you mm-hmm. things that you want to know, you'll be able to, you know, to do that. And so I've been doing it since I was 12 years old. And I love
it. That's awesome.
I love it.
So what genres do you write in?
Well, I do poetry, and so I do inspirational, mm-hmm. you know, everything motivational. I write about spiritual. I do romance because I love romance. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's all self-help, I guess you would say, self-help as well.
And poetry is the avenue that you're using to, you know, to bring all these messages?
Yes, poetry, and I've just released a devotional. So I've done, like, my first book.
Oh.
It's a 31-day Quiet Moments with God. It's my devotional, and it's fairly new. I released it in April.
Okay. So just as a side note, you know, are there any other genres that you'd like to write in?
Well, I next year, I'm looking to release a novel. I've been working on something for about 2 years now, but I feel mm-hmm. like myself, I have to do everything in order because in my mind it comes the way it is. So I have like at least two more poetry books, and I'm working on a children's book right now. Me and my son, we're going to co-author a book.
Aww.
And so I'm working on that one. And then next year, I have it set for at least two novels that I've been working on, and I'm going to be able to focus, you know, on those two to get them out. So, yeah, writing books and novels are my next step.
Awesome. So how many books have you written? What are the titles? And then tell us a little bit about each one of them.
Okay, so I've written four books, and I've also co-authored three. And, yeah, my first book I released in 2010 was called Expressions of the Mind, Body, and Soul. And that one was like my prelude coming into, you know, poetry and my writing and just expressing you know, how everything is connected, looking at my life as a holistic view and just putting those things out there that, you know, I thought about and as well as other people, you know, had questions about. I always feel like I write for the persons that have silent voices or things that they are unable to communicate. So that's what I did with Expressions of the Mind, Body, and Soul. The next one, my international award, literary award-winning book, On to Tomorrow Comes, that I released in 2013, it's a journey of growth and awareness. God told me he wanted me to be able to show people that you can, you know, start at one place, but you can end, you know, at another place, and you can learn who mm-hmm. you are. It's just a journey of learning yourself and knowing that, you know, once you get that awareness about why you have to go through some things, then you're able to grow from it. Many times, you know, we kind of get stuck, and that's how that book starts. In the beginning, the first chapter is about being lost. And then it goes mm-hmm. all the way through to the last chapter has been I've Arrived. That's the last one. So in the I've Arrived chapter, it's not that you know it all. It's not that you're so, you know, puffed up, but it's that you've come to awareness of self-worth. You know who you are, and you mm-hmm. know the things that you can work on and expound on. So I really, really had a great time writing that book and getting the international award, a literary award by the DJ Gatsby Book Club was amazing.
Awesome.
My third book is Lessons.
No, what was the title of the second book? I didn't catch
Until Tomorrow Comes.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, go ahead.
Yes. And the third one is Lessons, Shattered Pieces Being Restored. And that book is a book I wrote it's a journey of three young ladies. And it tells about the chapters are Misconceptions of Love, Growing Pains, and also Enough is Enough. And in this book, it's showing them that, just being that you, whatever you're going through in life, that you can be restored, showing them how to grow and become positive and see, the positive, that there are other positive things in life. And so it slowly takes you on the journey of these three girls, both of them. I tried something different with this book. I put prose in it. And so each of the girls have their own monologue where they kind of tell you their story. They tell you where they are, and then it goes into the poetry pieces. And then in the end, I have question and answering so that, you know, whoever may get the book, it's kind of a teaching module so that you can learn more about yourself. You can ask these questions, and even for adults, they can use it to mentor younger kids who that they may not know what they're going, you know, how, they don't understand what they're, how they're thinking. They can use this book as just a, to help them, you know, be in tune to the teens and some of the issues that they're going through. And so I just won the National Indie Finalist Excellence Finalist Award for that one. And so I'm so amazed and thankful for that one. And then my last one is Quiet Moments with God, a 31-day devotional of life lessons. And this book is just amazing to me. God told me last year, it was probably July, he said, you know, I want you to get quiet, be still for a minute, and just, you know, for the next 31 days, write about, you know, all the things that you, you know, learn with me, through me, you know, through staying yielded to the Spirit. And so that's exactly what I did. The next day I went and got me a notebook from the Dollar Tree, got me a nice little journal, and I started to write. And so every day, it wasn't consecutively 31 days, but it was 31 days when I was tapped in, tuned in to God, and I wrote that book. And it's just been, the feedback that I've been getting is just amazing, and I'm so glad that it's helping, you know, people to understand and be more connected to their spiritual side. Because, you know, when God told me at 12 I was a writer, you know, I believed him, and I've been holding on to his hand since then, just doing, you know, what he wants me to do with my writing. So I'm so thankful for the awards. I'm thankful for the recognition, and I'm thankful that it's helping, you know, people, because I love to empower and motivate. So those are the books that
I've done. So let me, you bring up some interesting points here, and let me just touch base on some of them. So you get this call to write at 12, you know, and we fast forward, you know, a number of years before your first book comes out. You know, were there any times along that journey that you doubted that it would actually happen?
No, ma'am. I did not.
No?
From 12 until 2010 when I published, I kept writing. I stayed writing, and so that's how I was ready. When I finally decided, when God was like, okay, it's time for the book, when I was ready, I wrote every year. And everything that's in that book, in that my first book, was 50 poems from when I was in high school, and it was always up to date. So I took 50 of the ones when I first started, and I took 50 of the ones from that time period on to 2010, and I combined it in so you could see my growth from over time. So that's the one thing that I love. I said, when God told me I was a writer, I kept writing. To me, I even had people that told me that nobody would ever read my stuff and nobody would want it. But I believed and I trusted it. If he told me that, that was my gift. So that's just been my journey. I write the way I write that God wants me to. And so I stay true to who he wants me to be, because we all have our own talent, gifts, and ability. And that's the one thing that I always tell people, to stay connected to what your gift is and believe in yourself. And see, I believe. And when my book came out, I was so happy, because, you know, your first book, you're like, it's a book, I have it out. And so now I still have that same tenacity to say, you know, this is my God-given gift, and I'm going to use it and work it to my ability, because this is what he's called for my life.
So what do you say to the person who has received this gift early on? They're receiving, you know, negative messages, and they're even kind of doubting, because it's been such a long time, and they're wondering, you know, did I really hear from God? Did I hear him say that he was going to do this thing? What, you know, what words of encouragement would you say to them?
Well, I would tell them, first of all, just to, you know, start to believe in to believe in themselves, you know, even when it gets tough, because God never promised that it would be easy. He just said he would never leave you. He always said that he would be there. And that's the one thing. Through my pain, I wrote. Through my tears, I wrote. Through my happy moments, I wrote. So if you're a writer, channel that energy and still write about it. And when it's time for the right time for it to be published or put, you know, out there, it will be. But just never lose sight of, you know, that you are a writer, if that's what you've been called to do. And so throughout my in my first book, I had some angry poems. I had some ones, you know, that were joyful. And even in this, in Less Than Shadow Peace Has Been Restored, God had to grow me all the way up until I got to that book, because when I was younger, I had a battle with suicide. And I didn't ever want to talk about it. But I wrote about it for years. And then finally, when I, 2014, God said, you got to give them some of you. You got to give them a piece of you. And so by that time, I was spiritually grown up, and I knew that God had saved me for a reason, to be here for such a time as this. So to encourage people, to let them know that no matter what it is, it may look hard at the moment, but you can get through it. You can be restored. So that's what typically, you know, the life is always evolved. Keep moving. Never give up, because the enemy voice is always going to be there. But you have to believe that you are, that God, what God says about you is what's true and the only thing that's true. And no matter how much negativity that you hear.
Ooh, such powerful words. So there was one other point that I wanted to touch on. And you're writing in the genre of poetry, you know, so some people would say, oh, poetry doesn't sell, you know, and yet here you are proving that wrong time and again, you know, and so, you know, what are some of the things that you do, you know, that makes, you know, to kind of keep your poetry, you know, in the eyes of people, and, you know, and for those who are like, well, you know, people don't buy poetry, you know, what kind of encouragement would you give them, or kind of feedback would you give them to kind of keep pressing on there, or to, you know, to break through areas that they feel are kind of stagnant?
Okay, well, you know, that's a good question, because I was talking to a young 17-year-old writer yesterday, and he was asking me the same thing. He was like, Madonna, your stuff is everywhere, and you're all over. And I told him, I said, because I'm my biggest cheerleader. You know, I write from my heart. And I was like, so I know that I'm giving my all. When I sit down to write a book, and when I go in the zone, and when God gives me a piece and I write it, I know I'm giving my best. So, therefore, in order for me, for that next person to know who I am, I'm going to have to promote, you know, be my own biggest promoter as well. And so I put myself out there. You know, I told him I'm the best representation of a book. You can read it online. You can see it on Amazon. But if you get me, then you're going to get the book and what I'm about, and you're going to get the reason why I wrote the book. So you're going to get more about, you know, my dreams, my passions, the reason why I did this. And I said, whenever you speak, you have to have that joy, and you have to self, you, yourself as well as your book. So my passion comes out with writing. You know, I just had a couple photographers that were like, how does that work? And I said, it's the best thing in the world, because it's my love. It's what I do. We all have different talents, gifts, and abilities. So yours may be doing this, and mine is doing this. And every time I write, you know, I'm even still working on three books at one time, but that's the way that God has me. I multitask. So I say to that person, believe in yourself. Keep putting yourself out there. Keep your eyes open for opportunities, even to tell somebody about your book, to place your book in another place, you know, to give them a card, and just be positive, bring in positive energy. Because when I decide, when you do that mental shift, things will start to come your way. You know, I put in the atmosphere, I wanted to do more speaking engagements. Well, in 2 days, I got two people who came to me and said, well, we want you to do speaking engagements. And all I did was spoke it out loud. I spoke that blessing. Yes. And with 2 days, somebody came, met me today, and said, we need you to speak. We're glad you're here. And so I just say to them, just believe in yourself. Be the biggest cheerleader for your work and put it out there, because when you do your best, it will be received. Once that person gets to it, you will have a lot of naysayers. But guess what? A lot of people don't have to like it, but that one person that gets it and touches it and it touches them, then you will, you know, you will begin. Because I tell them, sometimes I go and I don't sell a book, but I ask God to send those people to me who need what I have. So maybe they need a conversation. Right. Maybe they need, you know, just for me to tell them why, you know, why I write, or what is my inspiration behind what I do, so they can find some inspiration. So you just have to stay on target and know that, you know, you're doing what you're called to do, and your passion will make room for you.
So let me just, I'm loving this whole conversation. But let me just kind of interject here, because, you know, I've been doing the show for a while, and LaDonna and I, we've been trying to do this interview for a minute. Things kind of fell apart on my end, and I just couldn't bring it all together, but I could not do this interview for her. And I didn't know if I was going to cancel any of the rest of them out or whatever. Hers was going to happen. So You know, we are in the midst of her positive energy right now. You know, her energy drew this interview, and I had to make it happen for her. So, you know,
thank you.
By any means necessary.
You
know, so know that the thing that she's speaking is absolutely just, she's absolutely just telling you the truth. And so I didn't hear what you said, LaDonna.
I just said thank you because I'm so excited that we're doing it because I was so ready. I was so excited. But, you know, I understand that things happen every day. So I'm just appreciative, you know, that we could do it in your time.
Yes. Glad to have you on here. So who would you say is your target audience?
Oh, wow. See that question right there? Because everybody says you need to have a niche. And I can tell you that I write for teens and up. And the reason why I say that is because when a person is sad or distraught or they may be, you know, facing depression or these things, they don't have a name. You know, it doesn't have a name. It just attaches to a person. So in my instance, I'm community. So I love people. I know I can speak to the teens because where they've been, some of those places, I share spaces with them. I understand, you know, how it feels to not be understood or how to feel when you're not getting love from your loved ones like you want to or you don't have people who stand behind you. Because I didn't have anybody that was standing behind me pushing my dream. I just had to keep it, you know. And so I can talk to the adults and stuff, and I can talk to the, you know, the young ladies who, you know, are divorced or who need questions about relationships and stuff. So my audience is broad, and I know that some people say that's not a good thing, but I talk to the people who need what I have. And inspiration and motivation and encouragement, you know, will fit, you know, those people who need it. Because some of these issues, they don't have a name. They just attach to a person. And so I'm here to help, you know, everyone. Teens and up, you know, my books are, you know, for that population.
Awesome. So you did mention that you won a couple of awards. Tell us again about those. And now, did you apply for them, or you know, did someone find your work and nominate you, or how did that come to be for you?
Okay. Well, I applied for the Paris, the international award that I won, and I put my put my work in there. I sent my book to them, but this is what happened. I told God in 2014, I was like, God, I want to be an award-winning author. I was talking to another author, Tennille Jackson, out of Chicago, and she was like, you know, when you do your work, sometimes put it out there in different places, and so that's what I started doing. I started looking for places that fit the mold of my type of writing, you know, what I brought my audience, what I would bring, so I put my awards, my books in a couple of awards that year in 2014, and I won that international award, I applied for that one. So it was amazing. I got to go to San Francisco. I didn't go to Paris because it was so short notice, but I got to go to San Francisco to receive my award and stand up and talk, and there was a whole room of us. So it was a lot of authors and writers and novelists and playwrights and screenwriters. So it was really amazing. And but the next award that year I won the DJ Gatsby Award, I won that award and I didn't even know they put my name in the book club put my name in and I won first. It was me and five other people and I won and I was so amazed because I wasn't even expecting it, you know. I wasn't expecting it, but it was such an honor for, you know, someone to read my work and be able to feel the passion and understand and know where I was going with it. And so I was just as excited, you know, for both of those awards, you know, at that time. This year also for the National Indie Excellence Award, I had applied for that one as well. You know, I put my other book in that one last year. Didn't go, you know, well. But this year, I put this one in there. And so on the same date, May 17th of 2015, this year, I won a finalist. I was one of the four finalists for the National Indie Excellence Award for Poetry. And so that was just amazing.
Fantastic.
That was so amazing.
Congratulations.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I said I had went through so much stuff with that book, and I was just so glad that I was obedient to get it out. Because a couple times I had lost the jump drives, my computer had crashed, two of my jump drives went down, and a whole lot of the editor didn't get it back to me in time to do a proofing, and there was so much that went on. But I told God, I said, it's going to come to pass. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And that was probably like in June. And then in December, I published it. And then this year, I won the award. So it was just an amazing blessing, an amazing journey.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. This is such a motivating interview. I'm just so excited about it. So in addition to writing, you're also a public speaker. So why don't you tell us more about that?
Yes. Okay. Well, I love speaking. I'm a community people. I tell people all the time I love talking. If you don't, but what I do here, my first time I went to speak is I went back home, and I did like a guest speaker, but I was also a guest poet. And so I went home and I did my first poem I had written for this. It was a group of teens. Some of my friend back in Mississippi did this youth conference for teens who had graduated from high school, you know, who were going on to college, because we do a lot of things time for at risk. But this time he took the time to do for the ones who were doing well and who, you know, needed also that attagirl, attaboy at the same time. And so I went home and I went to speak with them. And then the next year I got invited to Victorville, California to be on their benefit program to come and speak in front of 300 people. And I had only my first book. And so I took Expressions of the Mind, Body, and Soul, but I took the most motivational poems that I had written out of that book. And I went to speak to them. And it was an amazing experience that, you know, I went out there and I saw all the crowd. But, you know, I just told God, I always tell God to go before me and make my crooked path straight. So he let him lead, you know, what I would like to say and what he wants me to say, you know, to the people. So I've done that. I traveled to New York. My friend had a benefit program there as well for her son. And I went up to speak. And so just here in Savannah, I go around and speak to some of the youth, the girls, the teens, you know, to encourage them and motivate them and let them know, you know, to stay encouraged and to do things. So I love talking, you know, to different people and inspiring them, you know, just to be their greatest and to be who they are and love who they are, because so many times, you know, we don't get that, you know, and we don't just have those positive people. And so when I go out to speak, it's always to make sure that I'm inspiring someone, to empower them to be their best, the best version of themselves.
That is awesome. Do you have any events, book signings, or speaking engagements that are coming up where readers can come out and meet you?
Well, right now I'm doing a book signing here, and it's in Georgia, though. It's at the PX Exchange here. I'm signing books here. I'll be here this week, and then I'll be back on the 15th. Of this month, and I'm doing my restoration book tour, because the three books that I have out now, they're all about helping, hearing, healing, and empowering. So I'm doing those right now. Let me see, do I have anything else coming up for the month of June? I know my friend is having a conference in Atlanta on June 27th, and I will be there as a vendor. I'll be signing books. I have a booth there. It's going to be June 27th, and it's her business recharge. If you see it on the Mac Institute, if it's on my page, I will be there. And so those are the two places. Right. But if they ever want to get a book, they can always go online to my website, and I can sign it and make sure that I send it to them or to you anyway.
So what can we expect from you next? What are you working on?
Oh, wow. Okay, so I told you about the children's book. The children's book is going to be, I'm working on that now. The illustrator has it. Oh, let me tell you about my CD that just came out. I have an inspirational poetry CD, which is called Conversations with God, and it's available right now on CD Baby, but it will be out on iTunes and Spotify. It'll be coming soon, but I have the CDs as well, so it's if you want to listen to it, you can go to CD Baby and just look up LaDonna Marie or Conversations with God, and they'll have each little snippets of the CD. It's very inspirational. I love doing it. God told me to do that last year, so now I'm getting around to doing it. So it's just something to further encourage and motivate, you know, others. So you can listen to it, and, you know, you don't have to read it. You can listen to it. I did audio.
That is fantastic. Oh, my goodness. Okay,
thank
so you've got the children's book coming out, and you have a new CD, and you have a podcast. Tell us about that.
Okay, yay. Thank you so much for reminding me. So I have this this inspirational talk with LaDonna Marie, and it's also a Planting Positive Seeds podcast. And what I do with Planting Positive Seeds, you always see my mission is to promote positive growth and awareness. And so I'm going to be speaking to, you know, individuals and just find out about their inspiration and things that they're doing and, you know, their God-given abilities and the things that they love. And so I had my first one that aired last Monday. I did also Miss Felicia Mack, the CEO of the Mack Institute. And I just wanted to know things about her. That, you know, what inspired her to do what, you know, what she's doing, and it was very powerful. So I'll be doing those right now every other Monday, and I have it on right now. It's on my SoundCloud under LaDonna Marie, and you can listen to it. It's like, it's going to be like a 15-minute, you know, maybe 30-minute show. It's in the beginning right now, but I'm so excited about it, and I also will have it up on my website so that you can just, you know, go there and click it and listen to it.
Awesome. So why don't you tell our listeners how they can follow you and contact you on social media?
Okay. Well, you can follow me under my Facebook page is LaDonna Marie, and also my fan page is LaDonna Marie Books. That's my company name. And my website is www.LaDonnaMarieBooks.com. My books are on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, but it's always, like I said, you can get them from my website, and I'll sign them and send them to you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, and so in parting, what piece of advice would you give to an aspiring author?
I would give to them to say that just totally, I mean, you have to believe in yourself and stay true to who you are and write from who you are. You know, take away what everybody else is doing and just do you. You know, do you and love what you do. You know, if you haven't started writing and you're aspiring, start writing, because with that manuscript, that is when it start, your emotions start to go. I would tell them to go and research and find out, like, if they want to do self-publishing or if they want to go the traditional route. So all of these things you would need to know. And so, and then after that, just, you know, love what you do and Godspeed in writing.
And so this is from the woman who has four books out and the gift. She heard about the gift and got the promise at the age of 12, and she is now, you know, living in the manifestation of that. So we do know that your God is no respecter of persons, and so, you know, we have seen as an example that he's done it in her life, and he can do it in yours too. So we have reached the end of our time here. LaDonna, it has certainly been a pleasure talking with you today. And we wish you success on your literary journey. Again, listeners, we have had author and you're so welcome. We have had author and public speaker LaDonna Marie with us today. If you missed any part of today's podcast, you can hear it in its entirety about 5 minutes after the show airs. Thank you for tuning in. We encourage you to support the authors who appear on the show. Of course, if you like what you hear, pass on the word to others. Supporting those in the literary arena is what we're all about. Until we meet again, make each day a great day on purpose. And don't forget to read a good book. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Great.